This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again at this time on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, Old Faithful Horse Dan. And we've been together a long time now. So we praise the Lord for being able to be back with you folks at this time. The Lord has been gracious to us all the days of our lives. And we just praise the Lord for that. And I praise the Lord for your help in the broadcast and your faithfulness in tuning in the Old Trailblazer and helping us advertise, get out the word. That the Old Trailblazer is back in the saddle again, riding out, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. That's what we do here, cutting away all the briars and the brambles and the bushes that clutter up the human heart. As we look out, as we go about here, there, and yon, and we hear what's out there on the market today in our religious world, we have just a shadow of gospel. It's not the old-time, old-fashioned gospel that was heard back there many years ago. Just one here and one there that you hear who stands up for the word of God. There's so many things that's wrong in our economy, as we call it, but we just have a dearth, a famine of hearing of God's word. And the Old Trailblazer is trying to expose some of those errors. We do that occasionally. And you say, what? How so, Pastor? Well, we have what we call now easy believingism. The average person maybe never been to church in his life. Maybe he's come down close to the end of life and begins to worry about himself, where he'll spend eternity. So he goes to church. He hears a message. I don't know. It could be a watered-down gospel. Could be a true gospel. But when they get to the close of the service, they say, anyone here want to be saved? Hold up your hand. And this fella holds up his hand and says, come on down here to the front, brother. And he says, one of our personal workers will guide you into trusting the Lord and put your name on the roll here and baptize you, schedule your baptizing. Or you could be in a multi-thousand audience of people with a big high-powered pastor or teacher or preacher in a multitude audience and hold up your hand. Anybody? Oh, my friend, people hold up their hand. And they call that salvation. That's not salvation. The Bible says you must be born again. Is that being born again? Is there any struggle there to be born again? Well, you come on down, it says, and you hath he quickened who were dead. Well, when you hold up your hand, does that quicken you? Does that make you alive in Christ? Salvation is the greatest thing that ever happens to an individual, my friend, if it ever happens to you. The Old Trailblazer can't say that often enough, that salvation, the salvation of your soul, the deliverance of your soul from Satan, from hell and death, is the greatest thing that ever will happen to you, ever can happen to you, or ever has happened to you. Now, I stake my eternal destiny on that fact, and I do. I bring you these truths. It's God's word. I hold in my hand here the Holy Bible. I hold it up in my pulpit oftentimes, and I say, this is God's word. Believe it and be saved. Disbelieve it. Go to hell for your trouble. Folks criticize me for saying that, but my friend, we have listened to these silk handkerchief, smooth-talking preachers on the radio and on the television and in a live person so long that we've swallowed that line, hook, line, and sinker, that there's nothing. Lord, just come on, trust Jesus. Come on down and trust Jesus now. And I've told you a few instances where I've heard men on the radio at night say, come on down and read this prayer. Now, this is your prayer. Read it. And he read it to him. Just a little old simple prayer. Jesus, I'm sorry I saved. Would you forgive me? Amen. And he said, now that's your prayer. You prayed it. Now you saved. Well, you want to go out into eternity on that, my friend? Do you want to go out into eternity on that? Oh, my friend, I see so much going on in the world today. People coming down to the end of life and making some sort of I just made my peace with Jesus. I made my peace with Jesus because they know they're fixing to die. But, my friend, that's not salvation. Salvation is a deliverance from sin, and it's the greatest thing that ever happens to an individual. And you can't convince a person that he's lost once he's been saved. Most folks now have no assurance of salvation. They go about trembling, and no, but you take a poor old sinner like the Old Trailblazer, come down to here now and bringing you these messages. The Lord delivered me from all of that, and I know that I'm saved. I know with whom I have believed. And it doesn't matter to me what you say. No, folks take issue with me. Call me old crackpot and all. But that's all right. Let this old crackpot go on and bring the gospel. That's what the Lord has called me to do. But we're bringing you some studies from the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we looked at that scripture last week last time on the just shall live by faith. That was one of the things. But when we were studying Sarah, the faith of Sarah, now let's notice that expression that we saw when she was past age. Here we see the difficulties, the hindrances, the unbelief, overcoming them all. We see faith rising above nature. Faith rises above nature. Faith rises above human reasoning. Faith rising above the deadness of the human body and believing God. Wouldn't it be a marvelous if the whole world would live if the world assembly, our folks, living in that above that reasoning, there'd be no powers in hell, listen, that could stop these folks who hear the old trailblazer if we just walk by faith like Sarah did. We just walk by faith if the Lord would grant that. And then in the fourth place, we find the foundation of her faith. She rested upon the veracity of God, the promises of God. Now listen to this passage. She judged him faithful who had promised. Is that what you're doing, my friend? I try to analyze the world, religious world as a whole. I know there's elements there. Satan controls so much of our religion today. But I see folks who just depending on their own little decisionism that they made back there 70 years ago, 80 years ago. And I spoke to a woman at a funeral one day after I'd conducted the services, and she was telling me what a gracious message I brought. And I just asked her, kindly, are you a Christian? Do you save? She said, well, I certainly am. I haven't sinned in 40 years. Well, my friend, that's just a dead giveaway. Somebody will snap back at you like that. That's right. That's right. Pastor Shelton told the story of a woman he was holding a service over in New Orleans one night in a mission place, and he met this lady and told him she is saved and so forth and so on. So the next night she brought her husband, or they came together, and she had introduced her husband, and he said, sir, are you saved? And she spoke up right quickly and said, I guess he is. He's a Baptist preacher. He said, lady, that's not a sign that you're saved. And I tell you this at this time, that's no sign that you saved. I know hundreds of preachers that have no more testimony of saving grace than a hog does a side saddle. Now you tell me that I'm judging. No, I judge folks by the fruit that they bear. I don't go around calling their name, tell them they ain't saved. I don't do that. But my friend, you put all that in a little cubby hole back there somewhere and hold to it, and then you'll see later on. I've known several preachers in this area who's been accepted widely in the community, and all of a sudden they went off with a piano player or went off with someone else, stayed 3 or 4 months and come back, went back in their pulpit. Yeah, that's right. I know those things to be true, my friend. But listen, that's not salvation. She judged him faithful who had promised, because she judged him faithful. Her heart, her mind, her soul, her life rested or reached out beyond the promise, beyond the word of the Lord, and laid hold of him and believed him, the God of resurrection, the God of the promise. Oh, my friend, listen, her faith did not rest upon little promise here, but she reached out beyond those things. That's what we're talking about. The salvation is not some fantasy world. Well, I trusted Jesus when I was 7 years old. That's one of the biggest farces that ever was permeated on our folks. Folks ask me, what do I mean by that? And I know in a lot of the Protestant churches here and there and yonder, they have Sunday school. Most all of them do have Sunday school classes. And on a certain time of the year, the preacher tells all the Sunday school teachers, now we're going to have decision day next Sunday. And they get the children ready, you know, we're going to have decision day next Sunday. You don't want to disappoint the pastor, do you? You don't want to disappoint mom and daddy, do you? No. So next Sunday come, and they have decision days. All you children who want to be saved, raise your hand. And they raise their little old hand, and then they tell them that they're saved. Tell them that they're saved. And they say, now we're going to have baptism tonight at the night service. Make sure Papa and Mama come. Make sure that Uncle Tom and Aunt Jenny come. See this child baptized. And that's what folks go through life with. Now you say, Trailblazer, you're just judging. No, I'm not judging. I'm telling you the truth. I've seen it. I've seen it too many times. And that child, no more saved, no, under no circumstances, my friend. They go through life. And I see other instances where individuals get saved, they call it, join the church, speak in tongues, all of those things. And then when 6 months later, you see them back in their old haunts, their old honky-tonk, back wife beating and all those things. Well, they just drifted away from Jesus. No, they never were close. They never were close to the Lord. No, that's just a misnomer. That's just a fantasy world. But my friend, the world takes that. I've heard funerals preach, well, he drifted away from Jesus, but he came back now and cut out all his drinking and gambling and running around, and now he's gone to be with Jesus. No, that's not true. That's the furthest from the truth you could get, because salvation is a deliverance, my friend. You say, well, you don't believe in once saved, always saved. I sure do. I sure do, because the Bible teaches it. But the first thing is to be saved. Just joining some church or turning over a new leaf is not salvation, because that'll fall apart on you. It'll fall apart on you. You know why? Because the old stubborn will has never been broken. The old depraved heart has never been renewed. And it loves sin. It loves the lust of sin. And it'll kick out. It'll kick out, my friend. That's right. And it's like the Bible says, whatsoever man soweth, it shall also reap. He shall also reap. The little boy quoted that verse. He said, whatever man soweth, it'll rip. Well, it'll rip, my friend. That thing will rip out before you know it. And you'll be, that individual will be back on the mourner's bench looking for to be saved if he's truly awakened. Oh, you say now you're going to get into that awakened sinner stuff. Yes, ma'am. And yes, sir. Because every soul who ever gets saved becomes an awakened sinner before he comes to know the Lord. He has to be awakened. He has to see that he's a sinner. He has to see that he's a sinner. You don't come to the Lord unless you see that you're a sinner. No man gets up and goes to the doctor unless he's sick. But my friend, there's so much that we need to think about. The old trailblazer gets so sometimes down in the dumps, so to speak, because of the way our nation is headed, our religious world is headed. Just as Satan has watered down and lathered down everything to where there's no reality. Do you know anything about the reality of Christ? If you write me, I'll send you a little booklet we have. The sinner fleeing reality. Fleeing from reality. Folks don't want to hear the truth, do you? Folks turn me off because I don't want to hear that old crackpot. Well, my friend, you better hear. You better hear. Your soul may depend on it. You truckers out there on the highway, your soul might depend on it. Are you listening to the old trailblazer on a regular basis? Or are you standing by criticizing? Well, that old trailblazer, he's just this and that and the other. No, I'm not. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace, and the Lord laid on my heart to bring you these thoughts, these messages on a daily basis, and the Lord's blessing them. Folks are listening. Folks are helping with the broadcast, giving out the gospel. I send you these messages, these tracts in print. If you write me, I'll send them to you, little booklets by Pastor Shelton. You can give out all over the world when you move around and be a part of this missionary work. But this is the old trailblazer. I wish I could sit down by your side oftentimes, drink a cup of coffee with you. Folks ask me to come by and do that. And maybe one day I will. But if we don't, let's just look to the Lord. My friend, the old trailblazer is not critical. He just wants you to think. He wants you to think about your soul. Where will it spend eternity? Where will you spend eternity, my friend? The Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Are you ready to die? Are you ready to die? If you're not, you better get ready to die. How do you do that? Come to Christ. Come there looking to the Lord, begging the Lord to save you. Well, I won't beg. Yes, you will. You will. But the old trailblazer, time about up. So remember my mailing address? It's the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website is radiomissions.org. Goodbye and God bless you.